Manitoba hosts the Food Photographs Gallery Exhibition and AGM at the Winnipeg Art Gallery. Dana Cricker is the Communications Coordinator at Food Matters, and she joins me on the studio to talk about the event and about food security issues. Welcome, Dana.
Well, good. Thanks very much.
You're welcome. So what is the Food Photographs Exhibition?
The Food Photographs Exhibition was inspired by a photography workshop that Food Matters hosted this summer with that we opened up to different community organizations in the city, and we got a local photographer, Duncan Mary, to come by and give us a lecture on how to take photographs, and also had a little workshop and critique session in that. So we are displaying some of those images, as well as displaying, we put a call out to organizations in the city, food organizations, to show us what they have been doing in terms of food sustainability over the past year, and submitting photographs for that. So there will be over 30 photographs on display at the Art Gallery of food projects from all across the province.
Wow, that's great. 30 organizations, or 30 photographs. Are there one or two images or photographs that you're particularly excited about sharing?
Yeah, absolutely. One of my favorites is definitely a photograph that depicts a group of students at a meat cutting workshop that we held at Sturgeon Heights Collegiate this year. That was a part of the Farm to Cafeteria Canada programming. And it shows a guy holding a big chunk of meat and a bunch of students surrounding it. It's a pretty good one. And also we have a photograph of the North Point Douglas Women's Resource Center community fired oven that has been just developed over the past year, and there's a beautiful mosaic on the oven that the graffiti gallery helped to install with local kids in the area. So it's a really gorgeous photo as well.
So that's great. So if you go, you can actually learn also about what these organizations are doing, and I guess meet the people there.
Yeah, we've taken the photographs and talk to them about what they're doing around the city.
And the groups must have been pretty excited themselves to have their work shown.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, we've gotten good response.
And so the event tomorrow, it's free and it's open to the public, is that right?
You got it. It's on the third floor of the Winnipeg Art Gallery. We're having the AGM in the afternoon, which will be a little bit of business, but shouldn't last very long, probably only 45 minutes to an hour. And then that is at 2:30 until 4:30. Which is the afternoon session, and then we're opening it up to the public in the evening as well from 6 till 7:30. So we'll be there, and there will be free food, etc. So come on down. Yeah.
Great. I wanted to talk as well about some of the issues that Food Matters is working on, and I know you work on food security issues, including access to safe food and sustainable food production. And one of the projects is the Northern Healthy Foods Initiative, which works with northern and remote Manitoba communities. What are some of the food issues for these communities that you're working on?
Specifically with the Northern Healthy Foods Initiative project, Food Matters Manitoba is working with 13 Northern and First Nation communities to develop food plans and start local projects in their communities. So one of the projects this past year was actually building an inexpensive greenhouse out of recycled trampoline frames in Fox Lake community. So that was a really exciting project for us and also for the community. It was inspired by a community member who saw the need for a greenhouse and saw recycled trampoline frames that could be recycled. So it's really exciting.
That's great. Are there other successes from this year that you're going to be celebrating at the AGM tomorrow?
We are definitely going to be celebrating some poultry projects that have been happening in northern communities. Also, many greenhouses that community gardens that we've started for northern communities, as well as rural and local community garden sites that we've developed this past year.
For people who are either interested or are concerned about food security and wanting to work on food and social justice issues, how do you encourage them to get involved in these issues?
Well, we have a website that has a number of great resources on it. It is foodmattersmanitoba.ca. Also, you can volunteer for our organization, or you can go to a farmer's market on the weekend and talk to some local producers and ask them what their challenges are in terms of marketing to local consumers. You can try to buy local as as much as possible, as well as, yeah, supporting your farmers that way.
Great. Well, it sounds like there's lots going on. Thanks so much for coming in and talking about it.
Thanks very much for having me.
I've been speaking with Dana Kroeker of Food Matters Manitoba, and the annual general meeting is tomorrow from 2:30 onwards at the Winnipeg Art Gallery, and that's on the fourth floor, and as Dana said, all are welcome. And in addition, the photography exhibition will be open to the public from 6 to 7:30 p.m., and that is also free of charge, and there's more information on